my dad, Trent Luce, and today's Loose Tales.
Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Luce. Welcome to this Loose Tales special report on May 25. May Day, May Day 25. May is nearly over, Mark Rathy. You know what that means, right?
You bet. The cattleman's ball is near.
The cattleman's ball is near, and I'm guessing there's nobody that understands that better than the Rathy family, the Lubin family. It is coming to Cass County, Nebraska. It's the Cattleman's Ball of Nebraska. I've been very fortunate to be part of three in the past. I am going to be at the Weeping Water Cass County Fairgrounds. Who wouldn't want to be in Weeping Water, Nebraska on June the 3rd and 4th?
Absolutely. Everybody should be there.
How did you get roped into this, first of all?
Well, about, is the Hebron Balls when I decided to put our name in the hat to take up the challenge to raise a lot of money for a great cause. And so I threw our name in the hat, and then it all went uphill from there, I guess.
So I'm glad you said uphill instead of downhill. That's pretty appropriate.
Yeah.
This is a pretty major undertaking. Kind of summarize what the last year has been like for your families.
Well, there's not a day that goes without thinking about it or making a plan. Every day there is some kind of action went on to make a plan for the ball. We're down to, it's 24/7 almost right now. It's been fun. We've learned deal with a lot of people. We've met a lot of friends. We've met a lot of people we didn't know who they were. And it's just, it's been a great experience, I'll be quite honest. It's at the end of the day, everybody will say it's a lot of work, but we're all going to make a lot of new friends all the way around and raise a lot of money.
Well, I've got to tell you that the first time I was a part of it was when it was in Donovan. The Rob family was the host. And yep. I didn't have a full appreciation for it, Mark. You know, my whole MO has been, how do we connect rural and urban America, rural sure. and urban Nebraska? And then once I showed up at that event where 4,000 people had gathered at a feed yard in a yep. wonderful tent, it was a little soggy that year, by the way. It rained nonstop. You practically haven't had a boat to get through the moat. And we still raised a lot of money, but I recognized this is one of the great events in Nebraska where it brings everybody. Somebody has an interest in all 93 counties to one spot to fight the evil empire, which is cancer. I don't know that Absolutely. Cancer is an empire, but it's an evil entity that affects every single family, no matter what county, no matter whether you're rural, whether you're urban. And so for me, it was just this phenomenal experience to be a part of the connection of every aspect of Nebraska. And I know that's only accentuated itself since then.
Absolutely. It does hit everybody and anybody. It's, cancer has no boundaries. It's going to grab everybody, it seems like, and everybody can have stories on who they touched in their family. So now that's why I think it gets a lot of people involved in the state. And the other thing to that is I think it helps that it was going to the research center in Omaha. Therefore, it has to go to research only. It cannot go to any overhead. So nobody's filling their pocketbooks like, a lot of fundraisers are. So I think that's why a lot of people support it really well.
Yeah, and I'm assuming we've held the same MO in the past three that I've been a part of. You mentioned that it goes to research, but it goes to research in the state of Nebraska. It's not like it's going to some far, far away land where there's a need as well. But when people in Nebraska donate and contribute to the cause and are part of the community, they want to know that it's working at home.
Absolutely. It all goes up to the Buffett Center in Omaha. And they are a leading cancer research center in North America. So it's not just helping here at the end of the day. It's going all the way across America. They deal with a lot of different institutions.
Yeah. Can I get a glimpse of what the weekend activities are involving? I know Friday was only the evening and then Saturday all day. Kind of share with us what's happening, Mark.
You bet. Friday, the gates open at 4:00 at the ball. But if a guy wants to come a little early, you don't have to have a ticket. You can be a part of the golf tournament at Cory Oaks, but then at 4:00, the gates open up for the Trail Boss ticket buyers. They come in, the wine and art tent will be open, the general store will be open, then we'll have a dinner, then we'll have the Loft Community Theater will be doing a live production, and then Tommy O'Keefe will be the guy singing that night. And then Saturday morning, there will be a Trail Boss breakfast. And then at noon, there will be a Trail Boss lunch with an auction. Then there's a style show for cancer survivors and fighters. That's a very well-attended event. The general store and the wine and art tent will be open as well. The Buffett Cancer Screening Area, where people can get free screenings for several different things as well throughout the day. There's going to be things going on all day. We got Draft Horse Fun Show from 2 to 4, which is they'll do a competition with teams of draft horses as well from Iowa and Nebraska. Then at night, we'll have the prime rib buffet for everyone, and then we have another auction then. And then we'll have John Michael Montgomery and Ned Ledoux for the main entertainment on Saturday night.
Just a heads up for those that may not know, Ned Ledoux will sound a lot like Chris Ledoux.
Absolutely. He sounds real close to his dad. Yep.
I remember I was at one of these events, and Ned, the band, what was the band called that played with Chris? Anyway, somebody came up to me and they said, "My goodness, this band sounds just like Chris Ledoux." Yeah, really? Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, funny thing about that.
So when will you be modeling? Because I can see you in some old style modeling, you know, outfit.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to get that crazy. I'll probably be running pretty crazy, so there probably won't be much of a model show for me.
Yeah. Why would we even worry about you modeling when I see all of these pretty women in the two host families? So that's who should be modeling. Is Absolutely. It too late to get a hold of tickets, or what are we suggesting here, Mark?
Well, we've kind of drew the line the 20th, but I guess I'm open for if somebody wants to call in, we can get them a ticket yet. I'm not going to turn anybody away at this point. We're not can't sell tickets at the gate. So if you want a ticket, we need to get her done sooner than later. That's mm-hmm. for sure. Yeah.
Well, it would have been better if your MC/radio guy who's promoting it had actually got the promotion done before the 20th, because if we do it after the 20th and then say, "Oh, by the way, this is really going to be a great event, but you can't come because Trid didn't get his act together," it wouldn't have been any good whatsoever.
Well, we've had awful good ticket sales. There's still a little room left. We do top out, but we still got a little room left. And if somebody wants to be a part of a great cause, you know, give us a call. Go to cattlemansball.com. We'll get you hooked up.
Cattlemansball.com. Anything Perfect. Else that we need to know, Mark?
Just you can go on cattlemansball.com, see the schedule of all the events. There will be all the auction items hopefully listed today for all four live auctions and the silent auction. There's going to be a lot of silent auction items added all the way up to the end of the start of the ball. The silent auction will be on internet on Contego. There will be a link on our website. So if you can't go to the ball, you can still bid on that. You can still bid for the farm and ranch auction. That link will be on there as well. We have a awful lot of good donations going to be on the live auction and silent auction as well. Something for everyone.
There is something for everyone, and I just want to tell you what a significant accomplishment this is. We talk about research, and obviously my family's been affected with cancer. My mother, my sister twice before she was 35, both of those with breast cancer, and uncle with breast cancer. Cancer has touched so many lives, and the answer does fall into how can we continue to fund research. $16 million has been gathered since the Cattlemen's Ball of Nebraska began. And I remember the first ball where $1 million on a weekend was put together. That's a lofty goal. But now we're approaching $2 million, Mark. So best of luck, and I can't wait to see you Friday the 3rd. I'll know what day to be there.
Well, come both days, everyone.
I think I'll just do that. Unless Absolutely. Tracy's Aryan doesn't let me. That's how it's going to fall together. Trent, yep. On the loose. Be gentle, stay firm, and I will see you in Weeping Water, Nebraska next week.